Welcome to A Quiet Life. I'm your host, Ruth Amos, and I'm so thrilled you're here with me today listening. Thank you for downloading and pressing play. I'm grateful to have you with me to celebrate podcast number 100, which is pretty exciting. And I just think, even if I do say so myself, it is a bit of a milestone and something that I want to celebrate. There are 100 episodes of A Quiet Life, two different types of episodes, one which is an interview style episode, that's my earlier episodes, and then this one where I talk with Scotty about all sorts of productivity things and how to make your life a bit of a more peaceful, more quiet, more happy life. And so those two types of things make up my podcast, and I'm so thrilled to be able to share it with you. And I'm also really thrilled that at this point in my podcast, I meet with Scotty in the morning and have a chat with him on Ultra 106.5, the radio station. And so what I thought was, I couldn't really believe how quickly 100 had crept up. And just how amazing it is that when you do something little, over time, that little thing adds up into a big thing. And so I thought I would celebrate episode 100 by talking about that, how our little things that we do, our little attempts at whatever, add up over time, because that's really what I feel like has happened with this podcast. So I will have a chat to Scotty, and you can have a listen to that, and then I'll talk a bit more afterwards about what I mean. And I hope that this is an encouragement to you that whatever you want to do, you can start small and it'll add up over time.
Good morning, this is Ultra 106.5 and Ruth Amos, as she is every couple of weeks, is with us again. And good morning, Ruth, how are you doing?
Good morning, everyone. I'm great.
That's good.
Now I've had coffee.
And look, I don't want to go too personal, but I know your hubby didn't make it for you this morning.
No. He boiled the kettle and then sort of zoned out into the, staring into the distance. So to make my own.
It's that time of year, isn't it, when you struggle to get out of bed a little bit more than you did, say, a couple of months ago.
Definitely what's happening for us.
Yeah.
But it's all right. We will power through.
With coffee.
With coffee.
So what are we talking about today?
Well, today is the 100th episode of my podcast.
Wow, congratulations.
Thank you. I'm excited. And it was like, oh, I didn't think I'd make it to this. This is like, not trying to blow my own trumpet or anything, but it's a reasonable milestone having done 100 episodes of a podcast. So, yeah, I'm excited by it.
And I'm one of them, I think, aren't I?
Yes, you are.
That's
one of the early ones. So I started, my podcast was very, very different when I started. When I started, I found fascinating people, absolutely fascinating people like you, and like an 80-year-old woman who was going in and visiting at the prison, and somebody who's worked for Warner Brothers in the United States and stuff, and interviewing them about their life and their faith and their walk. And so that was great for a while. And then I stopped doing that. And then you said, come and talk to us on the station. So I pivoted to what I'm doing now. But it's all added up over time. I think I started in 2018. So, yes,
it's so
taken
good.
A while. But, it all adds up, doesn't it?
So are we allowed to ask what the 100th episode is on?
Well, the 100th episode is on starting small and watching things add up over time, because I thought that was appropriate to what I've done.
And sometimes when you start something, you have no idea what's going to happen, do you? And some things kind of fizzle out, and other things you go, wow, this has become bigger than I expected.
Yeah, absolutely. And sometimes you need to pivot, change direction, or change a bit what you're doing, but it can grow into something that's just amazing. And I'm not saying my podcast has grown into something that's hugely amazing, but it's still there. It's a body of work that I've done. I was listening to Phil Vischer through the week, and he was saying he's a VeggieTales guy.
Yep.
The Bob and Larry, Bob the tomato and Larry the cucumber. And if you don't know, listeners, you need to go to YouTube and look them up.
I've interviewed him before. He was hilarious.
He's so great.
Yeah.
Anyway, he was asked what advice did he have for people who wanted to be creative like him, and his advice was just do it. He's like, you can make a movie on your phone now. You can, like me with the podcast, you just get your phone and get it to record voice, and I mean, it's not the greatest quality, but at least start doing something. Or if you want to write a book, set aside 15 minutes a day. That's what I was doing for quite a while with one of my novels, was just 15 minutes every day, or a page a day or whatever. Just get started, get doing it. And I thought this applies to creative work for sure, but it also applies to other parts of your life too. Like if you want to get fit, you don't just sit around and wait until one day you're feeling incredibly energetic and then run for 5 kilometres. You need to do a little bit every day or every second day, push yourself just a little bit. Or if you want a tidy house, I know it's so tempting to sort of think, oh, I want a tidy house, so I'm going to wait until I have a long weekend free and then we're just going to hit it.
We're going to go nuts.
But no, don't do that. Start with finding one scrap of rubbish on the ground and picking it up and putting it in the rubbish bin. And if you keep doing that small thing consistently, over time you're going to reach your goals. So, yeah, I thought that was my message for today. Start small.
It's so good. And I think the starting is sometimes the hardest bit, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Because the elephant looks so large in front of you. But as Archbishop Desmond Tutu once said, there's only one way to eat an elephant, and that's one bite at a time. So, yeah.
It's interesting.
My
former boss here at the radio station, I used to procrastinate, but I'd do it because I'm a perfectionist. And so I'd look and go, oh, I just can't do it to the standard that I want to be able to do it. And he took me aside one day and he gave me a great bit of advice. He said, Scotty, he said, I don't want 100%. Give me 80%. Like, I'll be really happy with your 80%. So I'm like, okay, well, I can do 80%. So I started then churning out work because I'm like, okay, just 80%. I'll just do my best. And if it's 80%, I'll be okay. So it was a way to enable me to start, which before I was like not starting because I'm like, I just can't do it well enough. The starting is so important.
That's just absolutely the best advice. Yeah, I think we make the job bigger than it needs to be, and a lot of procrastination is due to that perfectionism because you just, you think, I'm never going to be able to make it perfect. But, yeah, that's not what we want. We want done. Done is better than perfect.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, thanks, Ruth. Now, we should give your website a plug, seeing as you're now on your 100th podcast, ruthamos.com.au. And it's called Living a Quiet Life, which, can I just say, is the perfect title.
It's what I want to do. It's what I absolutely want to do. And share with others as well.
Yep.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks, Ruth, and congratulations again.
Thank you.
It's always so great to talk with Scotty, even if I have to do it by phone in the mornings. But as I said, I just downed my coffee and got into the office, closed the door and chatted on the phone, and it was really, really good. Yeah, the podcast, if you listen to this on my website, on ruthamos.com.au, you can also find it using any of the podcatchers. So I think I'm on Apple Podcasts and Spotify and wherever you can find it. And if you just search A Quiet Life, that's me. So I just wanted to say that. Yeah, and if you go back through the website, there are all the episodes are there. It's a bit of a hunt to get back 100 to the first 100, and I need to find a way to make it easier for you to store. But you can search by name if you know of a particular name of the person I interviewed, or you can search for topics and it'll come up on the website if you want to listen to it that way. It's turned into quite a body of work, and I'm pretty proud of it. It's what I love to do. And I was just saying to Moz yesterday, who, by the way, is a brilliant husband who makes me a coffee just about every morning and brings it to me in bed, which is incredible. So, I'm going to get in trouble for saying that he didn't bring me one this morning. But, I was saying to him how much I love doing this podcast, how much I love sharing, and how it gives me a place to put the ideas that I have in my head, and the podcast and the blog, both the same. They're just something that I just need to do, so I enjoy doing. But over time, it just grows into a body of work, and it's pretty amazing. And people think, oh, wow, look at, well, I don't know what people think, actually, to be honest. I think it's possible that if you said to somebody, I have a podcast and I have 100 episodes, they might be quite excited about it. But I don't think it makes me anything special. This is what I'm trying to say. I think this is just making me a person who actually just sits down and does the work. I think the podcast takes me about 4 hours a week to put together, with the recording and the editing and putting in the music and all that kind of thing. And a bit of travel time to get into Scotty when I go actually into the radio station, which is not often at the moment. But it's a labour of love. It's something that I just love to do. I don't get paid for it, and I don't even have any supporters on Patreon or anything that you might hear about on other podcasts, though. the option is there if you would like to do it. But at the moment, I have a very faithful supporter who supports me financially, and I'm very grateful to her and say thank you again. But most of what I do is just out of love and out of an opportunity to get these thoughts out of my head. And I hope that they're helpful to you. And I really would love to say, if you want to pass this on to anyone, I'm very grateful if it can be of help to anyone. You may have somebody who's been talking to you and has said, oh, I really would like to start a whatever, I don't know, write a movie or write a book or do some particular artistic endeavor or something like that. You know, I've always wanted to be an artist, but I don't know where to start. And I think the message from this podcast is just start. That's the thing. We want you to just start. And as Scotty said, and I thought his comment about perfectionism is just a massively important one. We can just be so tied up with the fact that we want it to be perfect, or we want it to be something amazing, that you don't even start in the first place. You just keep putting it off and putting it off. There's a lot of procrastination does not come from a place of laziness. In fact, I think no procrastination comes from a place of laziness. And one of the places that procrastination does come from is that place of perfectionism and really wanting things to be absolutely perfect, and so being unable to start and tying so much up in this project that you want to start that you don't even start it. And instead of that, can I encourage you to just let go of that burden and make so much stuff that the one little thing that you're making isn't the important thing. There was a study done, and I'm pretty sure it was in a photography class, now I read it in a book, and the author changed it from a ceramics class to a photography class, or from a photography class to a ceramics class. Either way, it was a class of creatives who were trying to do creative work, and the lecturer divided the class in half. And to one half, he said, what I want you to do at the end of the semester is hand in one piece of work, and I want that piece to be absolutely perfect. And to the other half of the class, he said, I want you to make as much work as possible. You'll be judged on the amount of work that you do. So the class that was told to just hand in one piece of work spent a lot of time researching and thinking about and planning and checking out and making sure they're starting right and all that kind of stuff, and then produced one piece of work and gave it to the lecturer. The other half of the class, of course, just went out and either made pots or took photos, as many as they possibly could, just did it. And when it came to the end of the semester, the people who made the most quantity also made product that was the highest quality. So the fact that they practiced by doing lots and lots and lots of different ideas and thoughts and methods and whatever meant that their final product, even though they weren't concentrating on quality, was a higher quality than the final product of the class that had done all the research but had just concentrated on making one piece at the end. And so that's an encouragement to you to just get started and get churning out work, because the more quantity we do, the better quality we end up with. And I know that for myself, like as you listen to the podcast, you will hear that the early episodes aren't fantastic quality. The sound quality is bad. The way that I use the music is bad. I had not a good microphone and all of that. And I apologize. The stories are quality, but they didn't depend on me. But as I have gone through, I have learned a lot of lessons, and to the point where I'm thinking I'm a bit better at sound and editing and all that kind of stuff. I've got a long way to go yet, I know that, but it's just that doing things that, you know, aren't going to meet your high standards when you get started, but will grow in quality as you go on. And also, if you want to go for an endeavor, particularly creative endeavor, it's probably because you have really good taste. And really good taste is great, but what you start off with is not going to meet that high standard that you have. And it's so easy to get discouraged, but can I just encourage you to just get started anyway? I loved what Phil Vischer said, and he was talking to someone called Christian, and I can't remember her surname, but she was saying the same thing. She's a movie maker and she's just like, just do it, just do it. Just put some creative work out there as much as you can. And look, if you start creating or start doing whatever just for yourself and don't show it to anyone, I think that's fabulous anyway. There's something that happens in our soul from doing these projects and they're important. And when you feel like your stuff is good enough, then you can show other people, but you're going to get something great about doing it. And as I said to Scotty, it's not just creative projects that we're talking about. So if you want to get fit, as I said to Scotty, you're not going to just sit around and then one day you're going to feel really energetic. You're going to jump off your couch and you're going to run for 5K because you're going to hurt yourself that way. But if you want to get fit, start by pushing yourself just a little bit further than you think you can do. And as you go on, push yourself just a little bit further than you think you can do. And eventually things are going to improve. My experience in this has been amazing. I want to put a bit of a caveat in there in that you may have a health issue that stops you from doing that. And if that is the case, get your health issue sorted out. So I did have a health issue. I had Graves' disease, which is just the worst name for a disease out there, but it just was an overactive thyroid. But it just meant that when I exercised, and this is only my opinion, but I think that when I exercised with any degree of discomfort, it caused my thyroid to go whoopee and made me feel really sick and tired and horrible. But once I got that sorted out, which is amazing, and now I can push myself, and my psych telling me to go exercise regularly at for half an hour at a heart rate of 120 beats per minute or more has meant that the last time I went for a jog, I jogged slowly, very slowly, for 25 straight minutes. I've never been able to do that. That's really exciting. But that has definitely built up by me doing just a little bit more than I think I can over time. And it's made a huge difference to my life, that fitness. And I think this also applies to saving money. Like a lot of people are like, oh, I'd really like to save money, but I don't have any money to save. And the idea there is, well, once I get $1,000 extra, then I will save that $1,000. You know what I mean? And then there's never any extra money. But if you just put a tiny little bit, you know, $1 or $10 aside at the beginning of the pay period, so as soon as you get your pay, you chuck a little bit of that into savings, over time, those savings add up. It's amazing. And also over time, you get excited by them adding up and you put more in as you can. But yeah, putting things out first, just a little bit in a separate account, that's your savings account, is going to make a difference over time. And if you want a tidy house, as I was saying to Scotty, a lot of people are like, right, we're going to make a really big effort this weekend and we're going to tidy the house. But if instead you attack it by saying, okay, there's rubbish on the floor. Every time I walk past, I'm going to pick up a piece of rubbish and I'm going to put it in the bin. Over time, that's going to make an astonishing amount of difference to your house. Now, I know that if you have children, they're going to mess it up again afterwards. But even so, it's still going to be slightly tidier than it would have been because you've picked up that little piece of rubbish off the floor. And Caleb, our son, they live downstairs. They have stuff in storage upstairs. And he has vowed that every time he comes up, he's going to take one thing from the storage, take it back downstairs and figure out what to do with it or put it away. I know there are some times with your house where it's a great idea to attack it all at once, the Marie Kondo method of pulling everything out. But for some people, that's just completely overwhelming. And just picking up one piece of rubbish off the floor and putting it in the bin is going to make a massive difference over time. Things that start small can grow over time. And another thing I want to say is I read a book called Quitter by John Acuff, and he talks about the invisible years and how when you're trying to do something, you may not get an audience or you may not get seen or you may not get your work out there to a very large number of people. And that's okay, because those years are the years where you're learning the lessons that you need to learn and you're not learning them with everybody looking on. And so they might be just preparatory years, just getting you ready for what is to come. Or, you know, you might end up with just a small audience. And I think that's fine as well. I think just being creative and doing the thing is something that really makes a difference to your life and your being as a human being. So I don't know where this podcast is going to lead or how many episodes we're going to end up with, but at the moment I'm really enjoying doing it and sharing it with you, and I'm very grateful to you for listening in. And I don't know what project you're looking at starting, but I would love to know about it. So if you could drop me a line at ruth@ruthamos.com.au, or you could contact me on Facebook, Ruth Amos Author, or you could contact me on Twitter at A Quiet Life Blog. Let me know what you're doing, what this creative project is that you think you might start, or non-creative project, tidying your house, reasonably creative, but that you might start small with. And I would love to hear about it. I would love to be able to give you a personal encouragement to go for it. So, or if you know somebody who you think really has that seed of desire within them to start something, but they're not starting because of that perfectionism or procrastination, or because they just don't feel right about starting small, I would love them to hear this podcast and be encouraged as well. I think we can all become the people we're meant to be by starting small and doing it a little bit at a time. So yeah, I'd love to hear from you and know what you're doing this week to start small. And I will chat to you again next time.